In the fall of 1993, I had the opportunity to visit Russia for 10 days with a classmate of mine from Brooklyn, New York. We were both newly ordained priests, just 3 months at the time. We stayed with a Russian family to learn about their culture and customs. It just so happened during our trip that while we were there in Moscow, the constitutional crisis of 1993 occurred on October 3rd and 4th. It began when Boris Yeltsin dissolved the parliament in the Soviet state, and fighting broke out in the streets of Moscow. The Soviets claim up to 2,000 people were killed. It was the deadliest event of street fighting since the 1917 revolution. We were close to it. We went and watched it. But we mostly observed it from the safety of the family's loft where we lived. By the way, bottle of frozen vodka every night is true. As we were watching the TV, John O'Connor and I noticed something strange. And that is that the TV programming was regularly interrupted by somber music. The family told us that this happens from time to time. It can happen for an hour, sometimes even longer. They told us that the purpose of this music was to prepare the people for bad news. The news could be the death of a leader. It could be a tragic event. In this case, it was to prepare the people for the news of the death of 2,000 countrymen. They assured us that the Soviets believed that people need to be prepared for bad news. Well, in today's gospel, our Lord said this: the sun will be darkened, the moon will lose its light, and the stars will come falling from heaven. That sounds like bad news. But our Lord said that his words will not pass away, and people will see him in the clouds with great power and glory. This, my dear people, is a description of the end of the world. It's not a fearful prospect. We who are prepared welcome it. We would be fortunate to be alive when it happens. Because actually, the return of Jesus Christ is good news. It's a matter of our mystery of faith. We say we believe that Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. Why would we be afraid of our Lord's return and the end of the world? We would only be so lucky to see it firsthand. So the liturgical year is coming to an end. Next Sunday is the feast day of Christ the King. It will be the last Sunday of the liturgical year. And the beginning of Advent is always a new year, and this year it begins in November on the 28th and 29th. And so our attention today from the readings the church gives us is the end times, the end of the world, or what is often called the last things or eschatology. The purpose of focusing on the last things or the end of the world is to prepare us for the good news of when our Lord comes. It prepares us to keep death before our eyes. That theme keeps coming back, doesn't it? As I said 2 weeks ago from St. Benedict, to keep death always before our eyes. And the purpose of focusing on the end is also to be more attentive to our faith and to what we believe. The sun will be darkened, the moon will lose its light, and the stars will fall from heaven. That's bad news for some, but it's good news for those who have been prepared. Whether it's bad or good news, it will happen. And I commend you for preparing for it by attending Mass, ordering your life, living your faith, and truly believing what you profess.